At the Illinois State Fair earlier this year, White was met with a standing ovation before giving his remarks.
Thank you, Democrats.
Between his name appearing on every Illinois driver's license and his Jesse White tumbling team, White became a household name, and a name that Illinois voters kept marking on their ballots for six consecutive elections, making him the longest-serving Secretary of State in Illinois history. Now, Democrat Alexi Janulius is facing Republican State Representative Dan Brady to take White's place. But White's backing Janulius.
I will be with you all the way, and I've committed myself to Lexi to be at his side every day.
Janulius served a term as state treasurer, but then lost a bid for the U.S. Senate in 2010 to Republican Mark Kirk. After that loss, Janulius took a hiatus from politics. He says it was his three young daughters that made him want to get back into the fray.
I know it sounds cheesy and idealistic, but the only reason I'm running is because I want to help people in any way I can.
He says the number one complaint he hears about the office is how long the wait lines at the DMV are. So he's proposing a Skip the Line plan, an online appointment booking system, as well as an app for Secretary of State services. Janulius says he wants to use the office to tackle social justice issues, too. When I asked him what set him apart from his opponent, Brady, Janulius says he would advocate for protecting access to abortion in Illinois.
You know, there's a fundamental difference between myself and my opponent. He's pro-life, I'm pro-choice, and I think the Dobbs decision was dangerous and turned back the clock in a bad way.
His Republican opponent, Dan Brady, hasn't been talking about abortion, but he has sponsored legislation restricting abortion access in the past. Brady has been a state representative since 2001 and deputy minority leader since 2017. Brady says working in the legislature for so many years has taught him how to work with the Democratic majority to pass bills. And he touts his working relationship with Jesse White.
This is an individual who I've worked with on legislation, dealing with organ and tissue donation in particular, distracted driving, offensive driving for seniors. So I have a good rapport with the Secretary.
Brady did get the endorsement of former Republican governor and Secretary of State Jim Edgar. If elected, Brady also hopes to reduce foot traffic to the DMV. He proposes converting libraries and community colleges into hubs for remote services like driver's license and sticker renewals. To do all this, Brady hopes to be a more hands-on leader, since so many people interact with the Secretary of State's office every day.
Any senator or representative will tell you probably the largest office they deal with for constituent services is the Secretary of State's office, where the greatest red tape may occur, where the greatest log jams, if you will, could occur, and their constituents reach out to them.
Libertarian John Stewart, a former professional wrestler from Deerfield, is also on the ballot. I'm Mawa Iqbal.